Okay, aber ich sage, sagt die Mischne. Okay, we're starting the sugi now of Choshud. And it's going to go through kama v'kama sugyas as far as people losing their nemonas, number one, and number two, also there's knosis that Chazal put on the person because of his lack of adherence. So it's really broken up to two chalokim. So we'll start now with the Mishnah, where we left off. Zachoshud ala b'cheres. Zachoshud ala b'cheres. On the bottom of Chof Tesla Medbeis, we finished that already. We did Kapoil. We'll start on top of Lama. On top of Chof Tesla Medbeis. We finished with Bottle last week, right? We finished this week. Okay. Hachoshul ala b'chayres. If somebody is choshed on a b'chayres. So here's a machlekes rishonim what it means, choshed ala b'chayres. Most of the Rishonim understand it doesn't mean that he's actually selling a b'chol. Because one way to learn would mean you buy meat from him. It could be kachim. He's taking a b'chol. He's shechting a b'chol like as though it's bichum. And selling it. Right? So that's one way. That would be a very serious chet on his part. He would be dealing with a shail of koras. Sheikhet b'chutz. So that would mean that's a very high-level chet. Ha-choshed ala b'chayres. Most of the Rishonim learned that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a guy who's being matal mum, the b'chol. So what he would never go and shech the b'chol, b'chutz, being matal mum, and then after he's being matal mum, he's shechting the b'chol. Once it's already lost its kedusha saguf, and now he's shechting the b'chol. So the halacha is ein loikchim mimenu basol tzavoyim. You're not allowed to buy even basol tzavoyim because that's interchangeable with calf meat, deer meat. Even though deer meat doesn't have kedushas b'chayra, doesn't matter because it's similar to an egel. You can't buy skins from him for the same reason because it could be skins of a b'chol. You could buy Eres Nekeva, because Eres Nekeva don't have Kedushas B'chayr, and it's visible that it came from a Nekeva. Obviously, it's talking about if they take the skin off in a way where you could see that area of the body. You're not allowed to buy from him any kind of wool, even if the wool wasn't cleaned. Malubin is cleaned, and Tsoy means it's still dirty. You could buy if it's already woven or it's made into garments, because that a person wouldn't do with a b'chol, because he's also machlokes rishonim. Why? The poshtus sugya is mashma because he doesn't want a matriach, right? And then lose it, right? The chachamim will be motzi a psak on him that he's being moicha b'chayres. People will demand their money back, so or they'll be mafsed it while it's by him. So he doesn't want to do that. That's how some Rishonim learn. Some Rishonim learn stam, it's like stolen goods. You want to get it out of your domain. You don't want to keep it in your domain, b'chlal. However you learn. So the Gemara says, Bosot Tzavoyim Mishum de Michlif. The reason why Bosot Tzavoyim, you're not allowed to get from him, is because it's Michlif with Bosot Regel. And Oyreshen Avudim my time and Misi the B'chol LeTorach Bei Sovar Shami Bei Rabbanu Mafsa the Minoy. Rabbi Lezer Meloichem Imenor Oyreshon LeKeva. You could get Oyreshon LeKeva my time made the idea. You could tell that it comes from the Keva. Tanakamim Kain Zochanami Chayek LeZechusay. He could make a hole like in a Keva and sell it as though it was in a Keva. And he'll say Achborim V'Om Achborim Achlu. He'll say it came from the Achborim, from the mice. V'Yidoch Bei Achborim the idea. You could tell. If you're If you're talking about Semer Meluben, you're not allowed to buy, where there, he already was a shtickle matriach. So there's less of a chance that it's a b'chol. So of course, tzoy mi boy. If it's still dirty, it means he did nothing to it. Elochadik tani. Semer Meluben mitzoy avaloichem imenu tzvi begadim. It means, it's saying one Mishnah, you could buy, you cannot buy Semeratz Meluben, but you could buy tfi u'begadim, and obviously the Gemara says that tfi is the step before it becomes begadim. So if you could buy tfi, of course you could buy begadim. The Gemara says, we're talking about begadim levadim, namti, which are begadim that are made out of the raw material, and therefore it's not woven, meaning it's bypassed the woven stage. Now the next Mishnah goes through the halachas of shviz. Similar halacha, as far as choshen al shviz, ein loikim imenu pishtun afilu srak, because also it has kedusha shviz, because it's made lizriya. Have loikim imenu tvi v'orik, same svore. Hashu tvi v'orik, my orik techi, same idea. Now all of a sudden, now the Mishnayah shifts. So till now, the Mishnayah seemed to be saying, you don't buy things from him because you have to worry, it comes from b'chor, comes from Shvius. Now all of a sudden we're going to take a shift. Now the Mishnah says, "Hachoshed li yis moicher truma l'shem chum." So now already his new halacha has come into play. Ein loichem imenu afilu mayim u'melach divrei Abihuda. You're not allowed to even buy mayim and melach. Why does it knas? But even though mayim and melach obviously can't have a shail of trumas and maisos. But as a knas for him being engaged in selling trumas and maisos, Chazal asked him even to buy mayim u'melach from him. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon says it has to be that there's a zikas maiser. Rav Shimon Omer kol sheyesh bo zikas trumas and maisos ain loikchem mimenu. It's also a knas because it's bottled. The Rambam says it's also a knas. But Rav Shimon only makes a knas on things that shayach to have a connection to trumas and maisos. So to buy, the Rambam talks about the union of, the Gemara is going to discuss this. But what's strange is the Mishnayah still now didn't talk about any kind of halacha that we cancel him for other things. Right? We said if you choshed on b'char, you don't buy skin from him. You don't buy meat from him. You don't buy anything that could possibly be from a b'char. You're allowed to do business with him. You're allowed to buy mayim and melech from him. You're allowed to buy other things from him. You're allowed to buy peres from him. You're only not allowed to buy things that connected to b'chol. And same thing, we have shvius. Hachoshel al shvius. So you can't buy pishtin from him. All of a sudden now, the Mishnayos are bringing in the union of knosos. And that's this Mishnah. And that's the whole hemshik here. The Gemara goes and says, it's fine. The shaila is how much Chazal gave a knas. So if Shimon says Chazal only gave a knas on things that have some connection to Trumas and Maisras, the Rambam still says it's a knas. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda only made a knas on everything. For some reason, this is only here. But till now, we didn't have such a shaila. Till now, only a choshen is only on that thing. So again, if we learn choshen al abachol means he's not really selling b'chores, he's being matal mum. So then we have a simple explanation. Because the first Mishnayos we're talking about the guy is not being mamish over selling yisurim. Okay? He's not selling yisurim. He's doing an isra. He's making a mumin, a b'chol. Right? But he's not selling you an isra. He's not selling you an isra. He's making a mum. So either some Rishonim learn the mum was the isra that he did by making the mum. Others learn that the halacha is a b'chol bal mum. You're not allowed to sell it like you sell regular meat. You have to do some changes. But either way, that would be a clear distinction. That means, Shlav Aleph, there's two kinds of choshed. There's a choshed that's choshed that he himself will do an issa. In that case, where he himself will do an issa, we only don't buy from him those things that he did an issa with. Right? And then we have a person who's choshed to sell us an Israel. That's a higher level chet. It's a chet yumachti. So a person like that, we knas, we throw the book at him. Even things that have no shaykhis to the isra that he did, we also knas him. But that only works if you learn that choshel al b'chol is not talking about actually selling a b'chol tam. But if you learn that choshel al b'chol means somebody mom is selling b'chol tam, like the Rambam is mashma, see, he's doing the same thing. He's selling kachim. He's selling machol sasuris to Klal Yisrael. Why is he any less penalized than somebody who's choshed on trumas and maizes? It's very unclear what the difference should be. Taka d'achronim is this for kasha. The Rital Ghazi is this for kasha. He says, I don't understand. Why would there be a difference? He says like this. The Rambam in Bechoris Paragimel, he says that the Mishnah of the first Mishnah that we learned is talking about a guy selling Bechorim, L'shem Chulin. He said, if that's the case, he says, says the Rital Ghazi, in Cain, am I loy polig Rabbi Huda? Now, Shvius is part of it. Because Shvius is also not Machol Sasuris. Shvius is not Machol Sasuris. Because they ask Shvius, he doesn't argue either. Shvius is less of an issue. Shvius also many learn. The Chosha, the Chshad is that he's doing Schayr with Perish Shvius. Elamai, maybe there's a chashash rochak that the person will not eat it or he'll do it, whatever. But be'etzem, by shvius also it's not machol sasuris. Trumas amaisus is machol sasuris. There clearly Rav Yehuda's machmir and says we throw the book at him. Everything's awesome. And for some reason by bechor he's mekel. So this is a big problem. The Rital Ghazi is not really miyashiv it. He says it could be that. It's l'shchiach. It's not very unclear what he... See, the shchiach thing, I don't hear b'chlal that's for. He says, Shumas Maisus is more shchiach that people would do an issue. We're dealing with a guy who's already choshed. It's not like we're being choshed that he's choshed. Right? In other words, if this would be, let's say, a takon and amen on all amaratzim, that you're not allowed to buy from them, then I hear, Shumas Maisus is more shchiach, so Rabbi Huda threw the book at you. And Bechor was less Shchiach. But we're dealing with somebody who's already a Choshet. So Shchiach and not Shchiach shouldn't play a role. We know that the guy's Choshet. So Bechor shouldn't play a role. So I don't want to be Mevayers like this. Because this is going to be very Nageh to the whole Hemshech of the Sugya. When we talk about a Choshet here, what defines a Choshet? In other words, if you look at the, let's just quickly look at the next Mishnah. Hachoshet al ha-shviyas. The Mishnah on Lamed. Hachoshet al ha-shviyas, ene choshet al ha-maisos. Choshet al ha-maisos, ene choshet al ha-shviyas. Right? So basically, this Mishnah tells us that somebody is choshet. We limit it to what he's choshet on. So if he's choshet on shviyas, shviyas. If he's choshet on maiser, it's maiser. And this has nothing to do with the knas that we're talking about. The knas is something else. The knas means, if you're in business, and you sell something that's asur, so we throw the book at you that we don't buy anything from you. That's a knas. Here we're dealing with something else. Are you neman? Are you neman? If you're choshed on maaser, right? And I go to your house to eat, and you tell me this is not shvius. Are you neman? That's what this mishnah is dealing with. Not knas. So this mishnah says that the chshad is always limited to what you choshed on. Ha-choshed on shvius and choshed on maaser. HaChoshal Maisa Zeh Nechoshal HaShviyas. Choshal Al Zeh Al Zeh, Choshal Taharas, Yeshu Choshal Taharas, Zeh Nechoshal Zeh Al Zeh. Zeh HaKlal. Kol HaChoshal Al HaDover Loi Donoi V'Loi Meidoi. Anybody who's choshed on something is Loi Donoi V'Loi Meidoi. Okay, which means once you chashed on something, so you can't testify about that. We don't believe you about that anymore. So once you chashed on, but you're not chashed on anything else. What does the term chashed mean in all of these Mishnahs? In other words, at the end, we're taking away your nemanos. What does it mean you chashed? A, does it mean you did it once? How does a person graduate to be a chashed? Does it mean you did it once? Is that what it means? Does it mean you have a chazaka, you've done it many times? Does it mean we don't even know b'chal that you did it? There's a shmur in town that you did it. What is it? So if we look here, the Ramban says like this, the Ramban is mashma one time. Afilu b'pamachas. The person did it once. That's it. There's also Ramban in Sanhedrin. The Balamoyer in Sanhedrin. Kivon sha'oval of pamachas choshur al seh. That's it. Once a person does an avera once, he's called a choshur. It's a tremendous chiddush. You lose your complete nemanos on this thing. Now the question is, does that go back on all these Mishnayos? L'chayre does. The term chashed means, according to the Ramban, you did it once. That's the lashon of Ramban. No, it means he did it once knowingly. Knowingly. He's my door. We know. We have aid. We know he did it once. As I said to Ramban. The Ramban doesn't actually say how we found out. That I'm going to get to in a moment. The Marik has a whole different mahalach. The Marik says, everybody has a chazok, a cheskes kashrus. You're not a choshed. A choshed has to be you break your chazok. In order to break your chazok, you need gimel palmim. You need three times to break a chazok. The Marik is actually found in the Shoshim, he's dealing with Sheikhet b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim. The Mishnah says in Chulda, if somebody shechs on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Shechit is good. Right? The Mishnah is trying to say, even though you chayv misa for doing what you're doing, the shechit is still good. Ask the Marik, so shechit is mumer. Mumer l'chal Shabbos is a mumer l'chal terekula. So why is the shechit a kosher? Tosfos and Chulin also talks about this kosher. Comes the Marik here, Marik in Yishroshim, this is Kuf Samach, and the Marik says, Leo is choshed, tzarech Leo is muchzik gimel pomim. Kemoy demotzinu b'chul and af yudalet. Mishum pa'am achas loy na'ase mumah. You don't become a mumah. V'lochein, loy machzikin and leil choshed. That's what he says. Three times. Exactly. Three times. That's what choshed is. Choshed means, It's always chashed. You never could be more than a chashed. Chashed means, exactly, chashed is talking about the future. Chashed is not talking about you chashed that you were over. Chashed is we're projecting forward. So the Marik is saying, we only project forward if you broke your cheskes kashrus. How do you break your cheskes kashrus? Gimel palmim. So according to the Marik, all these halachas of these mishnayos, until you did a gimel palmim, you're not called a, you're not a muchzik. Well, he applies it. He applies it. You could make a chiluk, 100%. But the thing is that a mumer is also something, is an assumption that we're making. Right? What's a mumer l'chal Shabbos? It's not somebody who was m'chal Shabbos, it's a mumer. We're also projecting forward. In other words, we're saying now that if you shecht, it's possible because we're projecting that you are a Mechal Shabbos, not that you were a Mechal Shabbos, right? If you were Mechal Shabbos yesterday.
Doesn't care about Shabbos.
Yeah. So L'chayre, it's a similar, it should be similar to Chashut. Both cases, we're projecting forward. We're taking what you did, and we're saying, based on what you did, we project that you will. So it is similar. I mean, you could say, I don't really hear a strong svara to say otherwise. You want to say what? That's harder to become a mumah?
Yeah. Chashed just means you're concerned that he will do it.
And that's what l'chora, that's what a mumer means.
But mumer is we know for certain that he's a person who doesn't care about Shabbat. He's a person who doesn't care about the Shabbat.
How do we know? How do we know? Based on what he did. And what's a chashid based on what he did?
We're concerned that he will
in the future. Okay, I hear. The Ma'arik is saying it's the same thing. The Ma'arik doesn't see a difference. Now, we're talking about the Ma'arik is talking about the Daraisa de Gedin.
And the Ramban also?
Pashtus. Pashtus, we're talking about the Daraisa de Gedin. Now, how much do you have to be? How much does a chshad have to be? Here's another machlokes we said. When we talk about how clear do we have to know that you did it? So here, I just want to be medayik from the from Tosfos Lashon. This sugya, by the way, is a replica in Sanhedrin, Chavov, the same sugya. Over here, let me just read you Tosfos. Yeah, it says Tosfos. Hachoshen al arai is kosher liedus. Very similar to our sugya. Over here we're saying hachoshen l'truma is not choshen for shvias. Choshen l'shvias is not choshen for truma. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, if you're choshen for arayis, we still accept your edus for other things. So it says hachoshen l'arayis is still kosher liedus. Obviously, we're not going to accept your edus for arayis. But for other things, you're kosher liedus. So you're a guy we know was over arayis. You didn't do tshuva. Because if you did tshuva, then you did tshuva. We're still going to accept your edus for other things. So Tosfos asks, Tosfos tema. See, Tosfos is also learning David that there's no difference between a mumer and a choshed. Tosfos, what do you mean? Every choshed is a mumer. A maishnami mumer lechol nevelus l'teyoven. Plenty of vani l'utzayni. Psulam edus. The halachas of a guy was over arayis. He's a mumer for arayis. He's posel. So what's the reason? Choshed and mumer. It's the same thing. That's Tosfos kash. So Tosfos is an unbelievable chiddush. V'yesh loymar. The mighty hocha b'chshad ba'alme b'loy edim. The ein kan kim shmue. Fascinating Tosfos. Tosfos learns that choshed in our sugya is talking about lashon hara. People talking about him, and that's the Indian. Says Tosfos, that's why he's kosher edus. So really, according to Tosfos, I have a bigger kasha. He should even be kosher for that thing itself. He should be. I don't understand why he's posel b'chlal. People are talking. So what they talk? People are talking. Tosfos is telling us here in Sanhedrin that we have no edim that he ever did anything. They're saying, Mezalei Zuckman, people in the streets are saying that he did. And that's how Tosfos is getting around why we believe you for other things. Right? Which to me, the whole thing is strange. That's what I'm talking about. Number one, it's a chiddush nifla to tell me that because people in the street are talking, so now I'm puzzle haters. Puzzle for this thing. Tosfos, they should be puzzle. And Tosfos is saying that's the reason why you're kosher for everything else. Kosher. That's why if somebody's kosher al arayis, he's kosher haters. Okay, so now let's take Tosfos to our sugya. So I don't understand. Mamon of Shech. If we're believing the rumor, so you're a mumer. The only reason why Tosfos didn't make David's chiluk that for a mumer you need 3 times and for choshed you need 2 times. If Tosfos would have said that, okay, that's Tosfos. It's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos is assuming that the bar of becoming a mumer and the bar of becoming a choshed is the same. The only difference between choshed and mumer is that choshed we don't know. That's Tosfos teretz. Tosfos could have given a simple teretz. Tosfos could have said, you know what? Our sugyan b'chayres and the Mishnah Sanhedrin, somebody called a choshed. A choshed means he did it once. We don't know if Noah will do it again. Hopefully he'll never do it again. He's a good Jew. He was nichshel once. Who's not nichshel once? He was nichshel. Big deal. That's if Tosfos would have said that, I have no problem. I have no problem. Tosis is not saying that. Tosis is saying that we have no edus. We can't make you puzzle edus because we have no edus. We have a rumor. Okay, so let me analyze this. If the rumor is off, it's your kosher eat. We should give you shlishi. Right? If the rumor is not true, you should get shlishi. Right? If the rumor is true, then you puzzle edus. I'm really losing it here. We have a rumor. If we're choshed that the rumor is true and therefore are puzzling you for that thing that the rumor is telling us you puzzle for, then you puzzle for everything. There's something called a mumer, okay? A mumer loses his nemanus. He's not believed. He can't say edus for anything, okay? If somebody's a mumer lechol levelus, okay? He's posoledus. He could tell us about anything. He could come in for Kiddush HaChodesh. We don't believe him, right? That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha is that here we have several Mishnayos that are telling us that when somebody's a choshed, he's only choshed on what he's choshed on, and for everything else, we believe him. Choshed on Trumas is Neman for Shvias. That's what we're learning over here, right? So Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Posoledus, a mumer is posoledus. We don't have any edus here that he did this. It's a rumor. Okay, so now one thing is like this. So now, how do we deal with a rumor? If you're telling me lach shoish mi boy, you're opening up your sefer Chofetz Chaim, lach shoish mi boy. So lach shoish mi boy. So then he's not neman for trumas. He's not neman for shvius. He's not neman for anything. Lach shoish mi boy. You can't separate it, because lach shoish means it makes no sense not to believe him for that and to believe him for everything else. Because the very same reason why he wouldn't be believed for this, he wouldn't believe for everything else. That's what I'm saying. On the tzad, Tosfos is asking a halachic question. Tosfos is asking, basically Tosfos is asking on our whole sugya. There's no such thing as singular psule edus. Doesn't exist. If you're a mumer, you're posoledus. If you're in fact a balavera, forget mumer, I don't need the title mumer. It's really Russia. If you're a Russia, you're posoledus. Tosfos is asking a simple question. Our sugya in Bechoras and Sanhedrin is telling us that there's something called, you know, pinpoint psulim. You're choshen on this, you're not choshen on that. You're choshen on that, you're not choshen on that. Tosfos is asking, that concept is not halachically possible. If you're a Russia, you're a Russia, you're puzzle for everything. And if you're not a Russia, you're kosher for everything. That's Tosfos Kasha, right? It's a great Kasha. So Tosfos says, so if Tosfos would say, there's different layers. There's people that do an Avera once, then they're this, they're not really a mumrim, which is what David was trying to say before. Then they're not mumrim. And then if you do it three times, you go to the next, you're super duper Russia. There's one level. Tosfos is not saying that. Tosfos is saying, in fact, if we had edus to the chshad that we have, we had witnesses, then you'd be puzzled for everything. We don't have witnesses. We only have a rumor. Okay, so now what I'm asking you is like this. If the rumor is true, so now you're telling me we're choshish that the rumor is true. I'm a kabbal that too. So we're choshish that the rumor is true. And therefore we're afraid that what? That you are a person that eats nevelos. Right? We are afraid you're a person that eats nevelos. Says the Mishnah, therefore you apostle or you say dover. You can't say this about nevelos. We don't know, and therefore we can't accept when you testify about something, we can't accept the testimony because perhaps you're a person who eats nevela, right? And if you're a person who eats nevela, could you tell us about shvius? No. So how in the world are we saying perhaps you're a person who eats nevela, so we're not believing you lagabi nevela, but we will decisively believe you for everything else? Halachically, that doesn't work. Either it is that's Tosfos Al Kash. Al Toshas Yotchoim Roshali Yisayt Chomas. If the guy's Pasolatus, he's Pasolatus. And if he's not, he's not. So Toshas says, well, this guy, we don't really know if he's Pasolatus. We're worried. Toshas basically seems to be saying, we're worried that he's Pasolatus. Okay, so are you really worried that he's Pasolatus? Don't believe him. If you're not really worried that he's Pasolatus, so do you believe him? Mamanachshach. Yeah, until he does tshuva. If he's over a lav sheyesh by malchus, he's possibly this. There's different lavim, but this, if you're over the kind of lav that makes you possibly this, you possibly everything. That's the discussion. No, no. Pasolatus. A Goslin, if a Goslin comes and tells us Edus about Kiddush HaChodesh, he's not believed. Pasolatus. You don't remember the Maisa out here in Shul, guy? We had an outburst here in Shul. I was talking about a smoker. Because in Eretz Yisrael, there was a whole tumult. One of the Gedolei Yisrael, listen, Karelis, wanted to say that if you smoke on Shabbos, Avadi Pasolatus. But if you smoke during the week, Lachari Yakoshalatus. And listen, Karelis says, it's all bizarre. If there's a lot, there's if a guy smokes, knowing it's dangerous, and he does it anyway, he should be pasolatus. So he brought down that maybe you shouldn't use a person who smokes for kedusha. So I gave a Friday night shiur here on this topic. And there's a very sweet man in the crowd whose father smoked. He took it very personal. I understand him. He took it very personal. He can't be. What he it was an outrage. So afterwards, I hugged him and kissed him, and he calmed down. Baruch Hashem. But he took it very. I said, "I'm." He was then apologized at the end. I said, "What do you mean? You publicly portrayed you keep it avayim. I took it as a. You see what kind of son you are. He was mamish. This man was probably I don't know 85. I don't know how old he was. And this is his father. He was vayitzed. But Lamai say if you apostle ladies, you apostle ladies, you apostle for kol atar kula. That's Tosfos kasha." Tosfos is basically saying, you know what? We don't even know. We don't have Edus. It's like I said, if we don't believe it, well, like you're saying, David, make the guy who's starting the rumors puzzle. That part doesn't bother me. I can easily explain. There's something called a kol adeloy posik. Okay? A rumor that's not stopping, an ongoing rumor. So there's certain kind of rumors that halachically we don't dismiss. Obviously, we can't give a guy malchus, which is what Tosfos says there in Sanhedrin, because the Gemara uses a lashon, Harbon Bekasve. Tosfos says, what do you mean if this, you don't have Edus? That's Lav Davka, doesn't mean Malchus. We're talking about, obviously, what Tosfos is saying when it says Choshed, it means it's the kind of rumor that we can't just throw in the garbage. We have to be concerned about the rumor. So the Manashuch, all I'm saying is Manashuch. Tosfos had a Gevaldige Kasha, and I don't know what Tosfos tells us. What's Tosfos tells us? I think the only way to understand this, and this will explain the Machlokes Marik and all the others, is that when we learn here in the Mishnah HaChoshet, really all the Mishnayos, HaChoshet, and we say, Kol HaChoshet al Adovo, Loi Donoi V'loi Mi'idoi, right? Does that mean you're a Psul Aguf? Like a Rosha. A Rosha is Pasul Aguf. It's a Psul Aguf. It's Pasul Aguf. That's one way to learn. He's a Pasul Aguf. Psul Aguf. He's Pasolatus. But then there's another way to learn. The other way to learn is it's not a Pasolagov. It's a Reyeser. It's a Reyeser. A Reyeser means that he's not Pasolatus. He's not even Pasol for Oisei Dover. He's not even Pasol for Oisei Dover. See, even though the Lashon HaMishnah is it doesn't say he's posel. It says loy donoy v'loy midoy. That could be a din de rabbanon that we don't really koshelaydus even for that. Not that you poselaydus for that. It would be impossible to say that you poselaydus for that. That's what Tosfos is saying. Either you poselaydus kol atarakula. You koshelaydus kol atarakula. You can't be like this. kosher for this apostle for that. That doesn't exist. So really, and now if you go back to the lashon of our Mishnah, it's very meduyik. Because the Mishnah should say, kol ha-choshu, zeh ha-klal ha-choshu al ha-dover, pasul lo yisai dover. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah said, kol ha-choshu al ha-dover, lo yidonoi v'lo yimidoi. We don't have you say testimony. You're not pasul. I believe, b'derech efsher, that's the machloikis between the Marik and the other Rishonim. What did the Rabbanan do? It's zichat the Rabbanan. Because midaraisa, the concept cannot exist. You can't have midaraisa, a person is choshed on one thing and not choshed on another thing. Midaraisa puzzle for one thing, choshed for another thing. Midaraisa, that doesn't exist. So that can't be the raisa. Has to be the Rabbanan. Tosis learns, it's not even a psul oisei davar. You're not even posel mit Rabbanan on oisei davar. Tosis learns, it's a raisa. The Chachamim said, it's a din de Rabbanan. Don't listen to what he has to say about that. If he said Eidus and Bezdin, I'm not that Eidus is Eidus. We tell you not to say the, just like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Misha ain loy bonim. Shouldn't be a dying on Dinei Nefoshes. Okay, fine. There's things you shouldn't do. And Oya Vesayne, even according to some, Midarai says kosher. Person is somebody doesn't like you. Also is not supposed to say Eidus on you. There are Rishenim who hold that that's the Rabbana. Midarai is believed. That's not a psul. Vesayne is not a psul. He didn't say Shalom Aleichem to you for 3 days. It's Pasul Eidus, not Pasul Eidus. So I believe that that's the Pshat. Tosfos learns, it's not a psul at all. It's a din de rabbonon lechatchila. If somebody is choshed on a certain thing, really, we don't midaraisa. We don't believe it at all. We don't believe that you're even choshed on shvius. We don't believe. We don't believe it at all. The only thing is that since there's a rumor, so the rabbonon said, don't accept his edus on this thing. If he gave edus, it would be kosher edus. That's why Tosfos says it's a rumor. It's a rumor, Ba'alma. It's not a real. What Tosfos really means to say is you're not puzzle at all. You're not even puzzle for Shvius. You're not puzzle for Trumas and Maizis. You're not puzzle at all. That's what Tosfos means. You're not puzzle, period. You're not puzzle. That's how Tosfos is learning. Elamai, it's a din de Rabbanan. Don't accept what he has to say about this. Don't accept it. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. But Ba'amasi's kosher. First, after the Titzitzis, the Marik holds that it's a psul de Rabbanan, just like there's a din called Mesachek Bekuvia. Right? There's a Mesachek Bekuvia. There's a psul de Rabbanan. And the Marik holds the only way to make somebody posel mid Rabbanan, you need a chazoka. If you're telling me it's an error, it's just an error, for that you don't need any kind of chazoka. It's an error. The Marik is learning. The Marik, I want to tell you, also holds that it's not through Eidus Mamish. If it will be Eidus Mamish, so you become Pasul Eidus. It's also only a rumor. The Choshen is only a rumor. It's a rumor. The only thing is, the Marik says, the rumor has to be that it was Gimel Palmi. If the rumor was just Palm Achad, you still have your Chazakeh. So it has to mimic what would be a deraisa tikka chazok if the Rabbanan make you posulatus. It's like a cold tikka in the Rabbanan. That's the machloikis between the Marik and Tosfos. The Marik also agrees that if two Edim came and said Edus, that you were over a lav sheyesh by Malkus, you posulatus. The Marik is not arguing with that. He's not arguing with that. That you posulatus mikanu labo. He's not arguing with that. He's just saying that over here we're not dealing with a psul d'raisa, we're dealing with choshed. And choshed means, the way Tosfos is telling us, choshed means we don't have a yediya. If we have a yediya, you're not called a choshed. So according to Tosfos, the whole sugya mireish about gemira is only talking about such a kind of a choshed. That's all. Now, there's a big difference between these mishnayos. Now if we learn this way. Because the mishnayos we're talking about a choshed, choshed al hashvius. Well, let's talk about a choshed li esmeichet truma l'shem chum. Right? So there, the chshad is, according to the rumor, He's being over macholos asuras. He's being overselling macholos asuras. That's one kind of a chshad, right? Really, the chshad on him is that he's being over l'feivel. Right? That's the chshad. He's selling things. He's selling trumas and maizes. He's saying it's chum. That's what the rumor is saying, according to that. The yachoshen ala b'chaymes, right? The rumor is not saying that he's being over l'feivel. The rumor is saying that he himself is being matal mum, according to the Rishonim who learn matal mum. According to the other Rishonim who learn that we're talking about he's selling b'chayim, that's a whole different thought. Okay, you know what? We'll have to finish this here next week. I'm sorry, I ran out of time. But we're going to start the next sugi of Chashad al HaShviyas. It's called the Kol HaDelei Pasek. Kol HaDelei Pasek means... Kol HaDelei Pasek means that people are... It's all over. It's not stopping.
Three times there's a Kol HaDelei Pasek.
Well, the Ma'arik calls it has to be a Kol HaDelei Pasek that he did three times.
Shuk, all of it. Like the rice.
Uh-huh.
The rice, the 8 steps, three times that the guy did it all.